試験監督者は音量及び室内の聞こえ具合を確認してください。
2025年度第2回実用英語技能検定準1級リスニングテスト。
ただいまから準1級リスニングテストを行います。これからお話しすることについて質問は受けませんので、よく注意して聞いてください。なお、リスニングテスト放送中に音飛びや騒音があった場合は、発生した問題のトラックの始めに戻し、やり直します。しかしながら、万が一、教室監督者が気づかない場合は、速やかに手を挙げてお知らせ願います。このテストでは、テストの方法と注意事項がすべて英語で放送されます。
The listening test for the grade pre-1 examination is about to begin. Listen carefully to the directions. You will not be permitted to ask questions during the test. This test has 3 parts. All of the questions in these 3 parts are multiple choice questions. For each question, choose the best answer from among the 4 choices written in your test booklet. On your answer sheet,Find the number of the question and mark your answer. You are permitted to take notes for every part of this listening test. Now, here are the directions for part 1. In this part, you will hear 12 dialogues, number 1 through number 12. Each dialogue will be followed by 1 question. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answerAnd mark your answer on your answer sheet. The dialogue and the question will be given only once.
Now, we will begin the grade pre-1 listening test. Number 1.
Christy, you know the rule. No social media after 6 p.m.
Sorry, Dad. I just need to post an update to 1 account.
Look, there are reasons your mother and I set these limits. For one, spending too much time on social media makes people forget how to relate to each other in the real world.
But I only really use it to share things with my close friends.
Well, if they're your close friends, you can communicate when you see them in person.
Question. What does the man tell his daughter about social media?Number 2.
You must be looking forward to summer vacation, Rick.
I'm actually planning to take a few classes, Mom.
Shouldn't you take a break? Your engineering program is so demanding.
Well, I'm hoping to graduate ahead of schedule and start on my master's degree.
It might not be a bad idea to get some work experience first.
I'd rather get my studies over with while I'm motivated.
If you say so.But you should give it some thought.
Question. What does the man say?
Number 3.
We need to talk about Jared. He doesn't play sports with his friends anymore, and he hasn't read a book in weeks.
I know. And he used to love those things.
This has all happened since we purchased that tablet computer for him. He reaches for it as soon as he wakes up.
Yeah. We bought it to help him with his school reports, not for him to waste time watching online videos.
Maybe we should set a limit on his daily screen time.
I agree.
Question. What has the couple decided to do?
Number 4.
Did you find out what's wrong with your watch, Cindy?
Not yet. It's strange that it keeps running fast. It's off by almost 10 minutes every day.
I thought you just bought it last month.
I did, but it was used, so I guess it can't be helped.
I hope it has a warranty, though. Repairs aren't cheap.
The manufacturer's warranty has expired, but I know the store's warranty will cover it.
That's good.
Question. What do we learn about the woman's watch? Number 5.
We need to hire more staff for the accounting department.
We've been trying, but no suitable candidates have applied. We tried an employment agency, which was a waste of time. The candidates they introduced didn't even have the necessary qualifications.
How about posting something at the business school? This year's graduates may not have much experience, but they should have the qualifications you need.
It's worth a try. I'll ask if I can post something on the school's career board.
Question. What does the man suggest the woman do?
Number 6.
This is Melanie from Rydale Real Estate. Did you look over the floor plans I emailed?
Yes, but I can't decide whether to go for a 2 or 3-story house.
It's more about how close you want to be to a train station.
That's definitely my priority.
Most homes closer to stations are on smaller pieces of land, so they tend to have 3 floors. If you don't mind climbing stairs, you get more space.
Stairs don't bother me.
Question. What is one thing the man says?
Number 7.
Phil, it's your turn to do the dishes tonight.
I'm exhausted, Kim. Can you do it? I promise I'll take your turn tomorrow.
Look, I know you don't like doing it, but you agreed we'd share the housework equally.
I know. I just don't have the energy at night.
Well, neither do I. If you don't want to help out, then let's get a dishwasher.
Okay, I'm free to go to the store tomorrow.
Question. What will the couple probably do? Number 8.
I just got a worrying phone call from Glenda next door.
What did she say?
Last night, some of the other neighbors saw a suspicious-looking car driving around slowly with its lights out. It disappeared when they went outside.
That sounds like burglars looking for a house to break into. I'm glad she let us know.
Yes. Thank goodness we have neighbors who are alert.
Question. Why are the speakers concerned? Number 9.
I'm a bit concerned about our marketing campaign for the new model of our smartwatch, Ursula.
I am too. I think some of the descriptions of the features are misleading.
I know they're trying to justify the price increase, but I'm worried they'll lead to a lot of complaints.
Yeah, especially the claims about the battery. Most people won't get that much life out of them.
I think we'd better have a meeting about adjusting some of the text in the ads.
Question. What will probably be discussed at the meeting?
Number 10.
Honey, I got a phone call from Michael's teacher today.
Oh, what did she say?
It seems that Michael hasn't been paying attention in class. She seemed quite concerned about him.
I hope he's not disturbing the other kids, is he?
No, she said he was just staring out the window.
We'll have to talk with him about this when he gets home.
Question. What did Michael's teacher tell the parents?
Number 11.
Hey, honey. I'm about to experiment with a new recipe.
What do you mean by experiment?
I'm just going to try it out for the first time to see if it's good.
Oh, okay. It's just that sometimes you like to play around with the ingredients and amounts.
Well, cooking is all about creativity.
Sure, but that's after you've mastered the recipe as it is. You know that old saying, you must learn the rules before you can break them.
Question: What does the man imply?
Number 12.
That's a beautiful old pocket watch.
It was my great-grandfather's. It's over a century old, but it still tells the time accurately.
Wow, it's really fancy looking too.
Look at the design on the back. It's really artistic.
Oh, it's an eagle. Very elegant.
I heard it was designed by a famous watchmaker. It's supposed to be quite valuable.
You could sell it to an antique dealer.
I think I'll keep it and pass it down to my children.
Question: What does the man say about the pocket watch?